Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Call me naive or immature, or maybe even just crazy. But the studies I like the most are the ones that tickle my fancy. The ones that strike me as just so obviously right and good in their own ways that, I don't know, it just makes me feel good. Another thing that these studies have in common, and these are for the most part animal studies, is that they almost invariably show how similar we are to other animals instead of how different. Sometimes I get so tired of the human at the top of the species pyramid view, particularly in light of human behavior lately. Because of this, I was particularly delighted to read about a study done by some British researchers regarding the game of tag in gorillas. They reviewed over 3 years' worth of videos of gorillas interacting in zoos and discovered that gorillas play tag. And there's a specific way they play the game. The first gorilla hits the second gorilla and then runs away and tries to avoid getting hit back. Does that sound familiar? Then they swap roles and the game continues. And there are variations based on rank. Higher ranking animals can tap harder than lower ranking ones. How many of us have had that experience playing tag with older brothers or sisters or cousins? You can play the game, but you know, if you're bigger or stronger, you can get away with things that you can't get away with when you're smaller and weaker. We all know that. And the researchers concluded that one of the functions of the game was to help individuals gain expertise in dealing with members of their own species. It helps them improve their social and cognitive skills, and at the same time, it's fun. Now, do they play it to gain that expertise, or do they gain that expertise because they play? Most likely, at least in my humble opinion, they gain the expertise because they play. They play because it's fun, and because it's fun and they're enjoying themselves, it's much easier for them to learn than if they're in negatively stressful situations. And above all, the study tickled me. Because the researchers also concluded that this behavior most likely was not limited to human and non-human primates. And of course, anyone who's ever watched dogs and cats play, and most certainly young dogs and cats, puppies and kittens, and even equines, knows that tag is a common game. Tag, you're it. You can see it. And you can see how they tag each other, and you can see how they switch roles. And how tolerant they are of each other, and how much fun the game is. I remember Bibi, the brain-damaged corgi with a malformed jaw. When she would play tag with the little dogs, she would literally glom onto massive globs of their fur. But by the same token, the little dogs, and particularly Ollie, when he would tag Bibi, he would bite. I mean, he was biting hard and hanging on for dear life to a clump of fur on her rump. And the reason I say this is because she would run so fast and in her usual chaotic way where she was pivoting suddenly, and he would go flying through the air, and he was hanging on by his teeth. And yet it was a game. It was a game. It was a tremendously fun game. And watching them and reading about these gorillas playing in the zoo made me feel like a kid again. And I've seen the same behavior in wild animals. Crows. You'll have a hard time convincing me that crows do not play tag in the air. Or chipmunks. They tag, then they run across the lawn, then they run up trees and out branches. And then they turn around and run the other way. Squirrels, too. And every time I see this behavior, I laugh. And it makes me feel younger. And it makes me feel more alive. And I think the reason it makes me feel more alive is because it makes me feel more connected to the natural world around me.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.